The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
I'm a hard working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard working man.
Listening to Home Show Radio, Houston's 31-year tradition for help with repairs, remodeling, and restoration. Here's your home improvement go-to guy, Tom Tynan.
And we begin Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 713-572-4610. And we'll talk today until noon. And I'll be on live tomorrow, too, on Easter Sunday. So I don't know how many other people will be on live, but if you get bored, all the festivities get to you, you want to hide somewhere and call me, that'd be fine too. 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. And we will talk today about something you might want to do around your home. I know it's Easter weekend, but that doesn't mean you don't have time to do things. I'll tell you what I did this week. I was up late one night, and I went shopping online. And I bought the toolbox of my dream. I mean, this is my dream toolbox. This is it. It's so big, I have to have three friends come over and help me put it together. Put the casters on. Hopefully, we're going to do it today. And I am going to get my label maker out. And I am going to have the toolbox of... I'm going to take pictures and put it on Facebook. Actually, I won't. But I am just so excited. So I hope you have something fun this weekend to do like that. Because that's what I'm going to be doing. But until noon, I'm going to do this. Talk to you about home improvements. 713-572-4610. And we will talk about your situations. And then I'm going to go live a dream. Yes. And I was told I'm not allowed to shop online for the next 6 months. But, of course, I'll do it anyway. Because I do what I want to do. Nobody tells me what to do. All right. 713-572-4610. It was just maybe a little advice someone gave me, and I don't take advice well. Not when it comes to my personal life. All right, let's move on. Call me. We'll talk. I don't know. We don't have a video of the week because it is Easter weekend, and Chris was just going crazy trying to keep up with everything. We had one person out of the building this week, Christopher. God bless him. He had to go down to Mexico and attend his grandmother's funeral. So I'm sure there's a video there. It's probably from last week. But either way, I can't get to it because I got my phone screener on for the show. But always visit homeshowradio.com. We're going to be talking a lot today for the next 3 hours about people who can help you get things done in your house. I mean, I use all these people all the time. And they're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You need an electrician, you need a plumber, you need a painter, whatever you might need. It is homeshowradio.com. We vet everybody, and it's the best list online you'll ever get. The best list. There's a lot of lists that they talk about that are nationwide lists. This is the Houston list, and this one's for you, including calling Rudy's Quality Painting, which I did not too long ago, and my front door looks good. That's all I got to say. Professional painters all the way around. They paint, stain, have carpenters. They can do stucco repair. They can do all kinds of things to get the job done. Sheetrock repair, texturing. They are a full-service professional painting company. I have heard on other shows about painters that only do paint because they're only professional painters. They can't do anything else. That's fine. You can't do anything else. You don't have people who are skilled in other trades. That's okay. But a homeowner wants to have all the skilled trades in one umbrella, under one umbrella, I should say. And that's what Rudy's Quality Painting is all about. So they have the skilled people to take care of the full job, not just a portion of the job. That's not what a homeowner wants. And they're all professionals. There are different skills, different people, and they all know what they're doing. That's Rudy's Quality Painting. Give them a call, 281-227-6100. And I just got a super secret email. Is it an email? No, it's a text from Charlie Mosier saying, our video this week is Jim Hardwick on taking care of your roof. And in fact, this is close to my heart because they're going to come out. They couldn't make it this week because of the rain and stuff, but they're going to do a maintenance. It's not really a maintenance check. It's a maintenance service. that they're going to be doing on my roof with my flashing and stuff to, you know, I keep my roof up. They do maintenance on roofs where they seal the flashing. They're going to get rid of the, I think it's called ball moss or something. Clean all the valleys, paint the stacks so they match nicely, and go through the whole maintenance system on my roof. And so when you have an older roof, and you should have that done, and they can do that for you. All right, but that's what the video is at homeshowradio.com. Let's talk to Marty. Marty, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Quick question. I have a corrugated metal roof over a deck, and it's about 10 years old, maybe 12 years old. I think some of the metal has shifted a little bit. I've got some leaks coming in through the seams, and I just don't know who to call. If I should call a roofing company, I'm kind of confounded about who to call on that.
Well, it would be of course. It would be a roofing company for sure. And I just mentioned that I'm having Ideal Roofing come out to do a maintenance check or service on my roof. So It's Ideal Roofing.
So they would work on a, because it's just over a deck. It's not a whole house. It's not too small for a roofing company to deal with.
I don't know, but it's worth a phone call.
Okay. All right. I just wasn't sure. And I appreciate your help. You always give me good guidance. Thank you very much.
I think they'll take care of you. Tell them you're a listener of the show and you talk to me. Okay?
Thanks, Tom.
All right, Marty.
All right,
you
bye-bye.
Too. 713-572-4610. Why wouldn't they talk to you, of course, and help you? They're in the roofing business. Now, sometimes if it's, you know, some things they can't deal with, they'll let you know, but it's pretty rare, and everybody's out, you know, to do business and take care of people. And that's at least my people are. I don't know about the rest of them. 713-572-4610. Now they've been taken down to a new low. I call them my people now. I don't know if that's good. We'll see. Let's talk to Chrissy. Chrissy, you're on Home Show Radio.
I have a question for you. I just bought a house, and it has a loft. But the problem, to get up into that loft, you have to walk up this really tight spiral staircase. Mm. Do you have a company, or do you know an individual that could maybe remodel that or change that somehow? So I can get up there feeling safer.
You just want to do the staircase?
Yeah, just the staircase. Just so I can get up. I mean, I walk up that thing and I'm nervous.
Yeah, spiral staircases, that's architecture 101. Everybody puts one in and they're uncomfortable and they're dangerous. And they take up a lot more room than people think because of the big round things in the middle of the room. Just to do the staircase, let's see. You could call Rudy's Quality Painting. He might put in a staircase for you with his carpenters.
Okay.
Or if, depending how far you want to take it, Trifection Kitchen and Baths, they can probably do a beautiful staircase for you. I'm not sure how this is going to get solved yet. So,
yeah.
I tell you what, start with Trifection. See if they can come out and come up with a design for you, because that's the first step, is how you're going to fit in a new staircase to this whole deal.
Yeah, because it's a really small space, so I don't even know if they're going to be able to.
I don't either.
I hope
so. You got to start with a design. Anything can be done. It's just somebody's got to get creative and do it.
Okay.
And you've got to be able to navigate it properly. Staircases they can be very dangerous if they're not done exactly right.
Okay, Trifection. All righty, thank you.
I remember in this one job, we had a spiral staircase in the middle of a living room somebody put in. And they had to put cushions all over it because the kids would run around and run into it. And literally, I love that, would need stitches. They would split their faces open on this thing. It was not good. Spiral staircases should not be used unless it's a really specific situation. It's not something that is clever or cute or looks wonderful or, oh, look, we're going to do this. They're really a bad choice of staircases, and usually they're anywhere from 5 to 6 feet in diameter all the way up, so it takes a huge amount of room. So they're not the space saver people think, and it's certainly not the way most should go, and they're something that probably should be phased out of architecture altogether, except, like I say, in very specific cases where you don't have any other choice, like going into the bell tower of some weird old building. That's kind of cool. That'll work. All right, let's talk to Ben. Ben, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. I'll keep it real quick. I live out in Richmond.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk to you about leaking windows. I've got two types that are leaking. I've got a two-story home, several picture windows. They're double-pane windows on the north and northwest side where all the weather comes from. And I've also got sliding double-pane windows. Both are leaking. Do you have any recommendations about how to seal these things and who could possibly do it as a contractor?
Ideal Roofing. A lot of people don't realize it, but roofing companies are waterproofing companies. And if it's a matter of waterproofing something on the building envelope, which is the walls, the roof, patios, porches that you walk on, that's what they do. So have them come out and see if they can take care of those windows for you if they truly are leaking and not just sweating.
No, they're leaking.
Okay, I believe you.
All right. Do you have any recommendations, any contractors?
I just said Ideal Roofing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please, one more time.
Ideal Roofing.
Okay, thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate it.
They'll take care of you. They're waterproofers. They'll take care of it. A lot of people don't realize that some roofing some roofers know how to nail shingles on a house. That's fine. But a roofing business that does commercial, flat roofs, businesses, building envelopes, patios, walkways, you know, upper walkways that are actually roofs and walkways too. And I go on a lot of different scenarios you might get into. But they're waterproofers. And a waterproofing business is important, and that's what they do. So if it needs to be waterproofed, it could be custom flashing. Maybe you have to remove the windows and flash and put them back. I don't know how the windows were installed. I don't know how long the windows have been leaking. But that's what Ideal Roofing does. They're a waterproofing company. If they say, there'll be places where they won't do anything. Let's say a chimney. Well, a chimney is a different contractor. If you said your chimney was leaking all around, inside, outside, whatever, that's not really a roofer. They can do the flashing around it, but after that, you go to a chimney sweep, and that's what they do. So there's going to be a few instances where you would go to somewhere else, or maybe a mason in some cases when it comes to brick being so porous you have to replace the brick, then that would be a little different too. But call Ideal Roofing if you have leaks. That's what they're the first step in your journey. Unless it's a plumbing leak, then you would call a plumber. All right, I wouldn't call an electrician. No. I wouldn't call cutting-edge tile unless I wanted to remove tile out of my house. Then I would call the people at cutting-edge tile. Why? Because that's what they do. They remove tile, grout, thinset, schmutz. They take it all with them, dust-free in your home. It is impressive. Limestone, slate. Even porcelain tile. Oh, you can't get porcelain tile up. Oh, yes, you can. You get the right people, and they can get it done. And the right people is cutting-edge tile removal. Those are the people that can take it all up and take it away with them dust-free. You know, contractors go in, and they want to hang up plastic everywhere. And, you know, they do their best. They try hard. I know. I've been there. I've done that. And it doesn't work. You still get dust everywhere. Not maybe as much dust because you tried your best, but for the most part, it's pretty dusty. And they say, well, we'll just vacuum it up throughout the house later. No, it gets in the clothes, it gets in the doorknobs, it gets everywhere. You don't want that. You want dust-free removal. And if you're a business and you're in the flooring business and you're a tile person or someone like that or a remodeling contractor, whatever the case may be, cutting-edge tile removal, these are the people you talk to. They can be part of your crew. They can go in and prep everything so when they're gone, you don't make a mess of the people's home. And it's just a service you offer your customers, and once they understand it, they probably will say yes, it's worth the extra cost to do it. Because it's what they do. Cutting-edge tile removal. Give them a call if you're going to be removing tile. Remember, it is dust-free, and you can get up to 400 or 500 pounds of dust and debris coming off a floor. That's a lot of stuff. Let them take it home with them.
Got a question? Ask Tom on Home Show Radio.
All the people that you endorse are just super, super good people.
Yeah, a pleasant man to talk to. An enjoyable experience.
Home Show Radio.
Call me 713-572-4610. I'll be doing the show all weekend. Live. All weekend means today until noon and tomorrow 8 to 11. Actually, 8:30 to 11. Charlie's coming. Well, I'm still on there, so yeah, 8 to 11. That's technically correct. Well, if not, you don't believe me, you can get Mr. Mueller to do a investigation for 2 years. See if I lied. Did I obstruct justice? I don't know. I know I get mad and cuss sometimes and tell people, well, just fire them. I'll do that all the time. Doesn't mean we do it. All right, 713-572-4610. It's just that's why I'm not on Twitter. Okay, there you go. Let's see here. Let's talk to Alexandria. Alexandria, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Yes, I have two questions. Number one is, on the west side of my house, I have brick, and I have a water softener, but I have about 5 or 6 bricks that look like someone has taken a stick and rubbed into the brick, and I have one that really got my attention because I could almost punch it in a hole or come in the brick. That's how much of the mortar has come out of it. And I was wondering what's causing that.
Anytime you have brick that starts to destroy itself, it's usually water.
Oh, water.
Yeah. How old is this brick house?
40, at least 40 years old, because it was built in 1972.
Okay. Yeah, it's in the early 70s and late 60s, the brick that was used in the state of Texas came from Mexico. They were not the best quality. It was very soft brick. I still have it on my house. And it's deteriorating over time. And it's the water that makes deteriorate. So if you put a brick sealer or brick hardener on there, it will lessen the effects, no doubt about it.
Cement filler?
No, you have to repoint the mortar, but for the bricks to be falling apart like that, you're going to have something put on there so it sheds water. That brick is taking all that water every time it rains and just holding it. And it starts to deteriorate the brick because it's so soft.
Is it something that I can do myself? I need to get some...
No, I'd get a brick restoration company in to do it. And what you want to do is they're going to have to repoint the mortar, in other words, remortar some of the joints, and then put a brick hardener on there to harden the surface so when it rains, it sheds water, it doesn't take it.
Oh.
They do that in a lot of historical renovations.
What now? I didn't understand you.
They do that in a lot of historical renovations on buildings that have brick, and the brick starts to go over time. That's how they try to save it for as long as they possibly can.
Oh, okay. Okay, my second question is I have a water sprinkler system, and the heads won't pop up.
Well, if they don't pop up, you probably need new heads. Probably need new heads. They do go bad.
Probably need new heads.
Does water come out of them? They just don't pop up?
Well, when you turn it on, would that cause it to leak certain areas, the water?
It's going to come out the heads if they don't pop up is one thing, but is water coming out of them at all?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, well, if they're just not popping up, those heads go bad after a while. They're not too difficult to replace. I mean, it's up to you if you want to go down and dig around them and unscrew one and put another one in and adjust it. But I have to replace a couple every year in my house. Sometimes they just go bad.
Oh,
there's a little spring in there over time.
Well, what if water's not coming out of maybe some of them, and some of them water is coming out, but not all of them?
Well, you said pop up. But now if water's coming out, and they pop up and water's coming out, it's one thing. If you turn it on and they don't even have water coming out of them, then it's probably your valve is stuck shut.
Oh. Could you recommend me somebody to at least look at it?
Yeah, call Family Landscapes.
Family Landscapes?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's the number?
The number is
832-309.
Make sure I get it right. Since I'm old, okay. I'd get my glasses real quick. 309-6886.
Okay, 832-309-6886. 86. Okay, yes. Thank you so much, and I certainly do enjoy your show.
Family Landscapes is a licensed irrigator. Licensed irrigators put in irrigation systems, which would be a sprinkler system, correct? Also drainage systems. Now, we're heading into hurricane season. So you need to start getting ready for it. Generators, take care of your trees, drainage systems. Things change, and you have to be prepared. You might even want to get some flood insurance if you haven't had it, because you have to wait, I think, 30 days for it to become effective. But it's all these things you have to think about right now. It is almost May, not quite May yet, but June 1st is when it starts. Now, for those of you who moved here, most of the time, our hurricanes don't hit us till around August, September. In other parts of the country, it's earlier. But it is still the season that you get ready for it, because it takes time to get all these things in place. Family Landscapes, if they're going to re-landscape your yard, or you need some extensive drainage systems put in, I just talked to my next-door neighbor. He said he's got a drainage system. He doesn't know where it goes. How does it work? What does it do? And pretty much told him, I don't know either, but it's not working. I know that. He knows that too. Family Landscapes are the people to call. Let them put in a really good drainage system, re-landscape the yard, and do it right. That way, when the storms hit and you're sitting in your house, and you feel comfortable, and throw a generator in there. He doesn't do that, but we can work on that one later. But get it all. That's what I do. Little bit at a time, little by little. Family Landscapes, if you're going to re-landscape your yard, just redo the front and win yard of the month. Well, there's only one way to go. That's with Tom at Family Landscapes. So give him a call. Let him. He's a landscape designer, licensed irrigator. He has the crews to do it. Now, he's not in the yard maintenance program. Everybody says, will he mow my yard? No. I mean, I guess if he's a good friend, he might. But no, that's not the business he's in. He's in the business of retaining walls, hardscapes, outdoor kitchens, outdoor sitting areas, something nice around the pool, next to the pool, nice landscaping. That's what they do. If you're putting in a pool, for instance, he's not going to do the pool. But when it's done, call him and let him do the landscape design around the pool. Really makes a pool really nice instead of just being a hole with water in it in the backyard. You want to make it part of landscape it and make it look nice. That's what it's all about. Family Landscapes. Give Tom a call at 832-309-6886.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Call me and we'll talk. Today till noon, tomorrow 8 to 11 on this Easter weekend. Let's talk to Jim. Jim, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Good morning and thanks for taking my call. Listen, a couple of quick things. A shout out to one of the companies that is on your show. Thursday, we started noticing that our AC, it was one of those warm, humid days, started noticing that our AC wasn't putting out the cold, dry air that it normally does, and we were starting to sweat, so we called Absolute. Actually, I did a lot of research. You know, we checked Yelp, we checked the highly rated companies, and we could get Absolute out there, and sure enough, evaporator coil had an unrepairable leak, and the compressor was, just over 10 years old, but it was a 10 SEER, and just wasn't designed for what we do today in houses today, and they came in with a very good, not the lowest price, not the highest price. They were dead middle, and Chad, the technician who came out, and Hector, the installer, they did a great job, and super happy with what they did, and I'm glad that they serviced our area. So now we have nice, cool, dry air coming into the house, and we didn't need it this weekend, but I'm sure we'll need it next week. So,
you're gonna need it. This is Houston, there's no doubt. But Hector's a good man. I'm not familiar with Chad. I don't know everybody, but Hector's a good guy.
Yeah, Hector is a good guy, and so I was pretty happy. Now, this company, we live over in Huntwick, Champions Forest area, and
I live in Huntwick. I'm doing this. Wait. I'm doing the show from Huntwick right now. I live in Huntwick.
Well, then I'll have to come over and get you up on Facebook. We're neighbors then.
there you go.
Very cool. So we bought there last year, and obviously then about our galvanized pipes over here. We've had no leaks yet, but you keep advertising this company that comes in with this epoxy coating.
Right.
What is that technology? I'm an engineer, so I haven't even looked this up
yet.
What's that technology, and what does it do, and how's it compared to, pricing out and changing everything over to PEX?
Well, it was developed in the military years and years ago
to take care of one of the things that aircraft carriers and our Navy has. We have ships that go all over the world, and they're always filling up with water from different countries.
I'm an ex-submariner, Tom, so I got to
there
get
you go. So, you know, sometimes the quality of the water you get in some countries isn't very good, and it was really eating up the pipes on our ships.
Right.
So they came up with this technology because, as you know, as an engineer, when the water touches the metal, we have reactions. And it depends what's in the water. So it separated the water from touching the metal. And it's an epoxy coating that actually very thinly lines all the pipes. And before they do that, to clean them out, because they would get so bad, that they do a hospitalized air dry, real high quality air, and then they sandblast it with real fine granules and clean those pipes real nice. And they measure the length of pipe, decide how much, this is going beyond me, I'm just giving you a little synopsis here, how much epoxy would take to line just with the right coating of those pipes, and then they add that epoxy in, and they have a certain air pressure. They run it through, and it just has enough to cling on to the metal. It won't cling on to itself, but it'll cling on to the metal. And once it dries, it's there, and it has a 75-year life span, they say, and you with the company I talk about, you get a 10-year warranty. The thing is, you don't have to put a hole in the wall, you don't have to cut out a cabinet, you don't have to do anything, and those galvanized pipes are actually better than new because the water never touches the pipe again.
Right, you end up with a micro layer of
there you go.
See, you're, layer, so yeah, okay.
You're going to have the terminology. I have a minor in structural engineering, but I don't talk the language.
Oh, well, I'm, you know, one of those guys that just,
I can
know,
tell.
Done a lot of things. So cool. Well, I'll have to hit you up on Facebook and remind you of this call, and maybe we can get, you know, since we're neighbors, we should hook up. We just moved here and we love the area.
I live on Foxmoor. I won't tell you where besides that, but I'm right here in the neighborhood, man.
I live on Three Oaks Circle, so we're close.
Yes, well, everybody's close in Huntwick, but yes, we are.
Very cool. Well, good talking to you, sir, and I appreciate your show.
All right, Jim. Thanks.
And I'm still doing the show from Huntwick. It's a good neighborhood. I like it. The thing is, I got to an age where I'm not moving all my stuff. Now, my wife and I, we might, good house in South Padre or Key West. You know, I'm an ocean, warm weather kind of guy. And we'll go, but we'll leave all our stuff here, so... And when we're gone, if y'all want to come take it, you're welcome to. I really don't care. I got too much. After 60 years on this earth, I got too much stuff. In fact, I'm giving away a couple toolboxes this weekend to a friend of mine because I bought the toolbox of my dream. I mentioned that at the beginning of the show, and I'm so excited, but it's too big for me to put together by myself because it weighs like 5,000 pounds. All right, once I get the wheels on it, though, and can roll it around, I'll be okay. Absolute Comfort Air is who we were just talking about. Absolute Comfort Air. These guys are good at what they do. And, oh, Tom... If they're on your show, they're going to be too expensive. We need to go with someone that's not on Tom's show. You know how many times I've heard that? I've been on the air 32 years. Yet these companies have been here for decades. Some of them, a lot of them longer than 32 years. Some of them with me 31 years. That would be Due West. But Absolute Comfort Air is here to stay, and they're just a good air conditioning company that they're competitive. They have to be in that competitive range of pricing. So I don't want to hear from any of you how they're too expensive. Now, if you have to have a problem and you have to pay a lot of money to get it fixed, no matter who you get that's any good, that's not, you know, their issue. That's, you're going to complain. Everybody complains. You know, I don't want to pay that. There's a lot of people out there. I used to have a business partner. Every time we got a bill, he goes, I'm not paying that. I said, what do you mean not paying that? We got to pay the bills. What are you talking about? It was just this knee-jerk reaction. No, I'm not. That's too much. I don't know. What are they? No way. Really? You do that with every single bill, even when the electric bill comes in. No, that's too much money. I don't know. We're not paying that. Really? We're going to be living in the dark if we don't. But, you know, you got to pay for what you get. Anyway, Absolute Comfort Air, they have a checkup they can do for you now. They do a great, I just had mine done. They just came to my house. Rick did three of my air conditioning systems because that's how many I have, but... And they've put in two condensing units for me in the last, I almost say 12 months. And I'm still running R22 units. And I'm very proud of it. Actually, I'm very proud of it. I should put a sign out front in Huntwick. I have R22 units still. Ha ha. A lot of people here do, I'm sure. Anyway, Absolute Comfort Air. These are the people to call to get your checkup done because they're going to check everything, including your... static air pressure flow, which is a really important thing to do. They don't do that on my units because They did when they first started doing the units, but my units were put in by a guy who no longer is on the face of the earth now, who was one of the top 10 in air conditioning in the history of air conditioning. So I have a system. They go up there. They say, Tom, we don't want to touch this. This is beautiful. I mean, it's just a beautiful system. But I still get my checkups. I still change capacitors. I finally had to change a condensing unit. I think it was about 7 months ago. They found an R22 brand new Guardian unit, put it in, because I didn't want to mess with everything else. Everything else is just running just fine after 22 years being in this house. Absolute Comfort Air. They're going to work with you. And one of the reasons I picked them up as a certified Home Show Pro, this is really important to me, is the fact that they, when I first sat down in that office, that little office with them, one of the first things out of their mouths was, you know, Tom, we take a lot of pride. First off, you stop at pride, like, yeah, in keeping those old systems running for people who can't afford a new one. And I just melted my heart. It's like one of those movies. You know, I just wanted to start crying. You had me at pride. You know, one of those things. So I forgot the name of the movie. Anyway, I don't really care that much. It wasn't that great of a movie. But anyway, they do a great job. 281-550-5640. Absolute Comfort Air. 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Lisa. Lisa, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I have probably a silly question. It's about plumbing. Mm-hmm. Had a plumber out last week, and I have a toilet that it's not cooperating, but it's not consistent. So sometimes it flushes and it seems fine. Sometimes it backs up regularly. It backs up and we got to plunge it, and that's unpleasant. And they talked about it, looked at it for a while, didn't snake it or do anything to it, and said, you need a new commode, you need a new toilet. It's not the main drain, it's the P-trap or whatever it's called in the toilet unit itself. And that just seemed nonsensical to me. So before I go buy a new toilet and get it installed, I just kind of thought I'd call you and have a sanity check.
Okay, well, I can tell you how to test it so you feel better. I can tell you that they might be right. How old is the toilet? Do you know?
I don't. We bought the house about 5 years ago. It doesn't look terribly old, but I know it's part of a second-story addition to an old Heights bungalow. So okay. I assume
you think it was done in the mid-90s, early 90s?
Yeah, I'm going to guess it's about 20, 25 years old.
Okay. There was a time when toilets in the United States were switched. They went from a 3-gallon flush to a 1.5-gallon flush. The toilets that during the transition were not retooled properly. The companies couldn't retool fast enough. And so there's a thing in a toilet called a throat, and it is the exhaust at the bottom of the toilet. And the old ones were almost just a little less than an inch in diameter. So I think it was 7/8 of an inch in diameter. And they would constantly clog up and not get rid of the solids. And because they didn't have enough water pushing, because it went from 3 gallons to 1.5 gallons. And so what happened was, is they finally retooled it. Now the throats are about an inch and a quarter in diameter, which gives it a lot more exhaust and a quicker exhaust. And so they fixed it, but it took about 6-7 years before all the companies retooled. They tried doing different things, but that was the big problem. And then an engineer finally figured out, and then they all changed it. So it could be the toilet, but here's how you can test it. if it's a clog in the line and they didn't snake it and you think it's a clog, or it's a venting issue, take a 5-gallon bucket of water and just pour it pretty rapidly into the bowl. If it exhausts itself real well, that means your vent and your drain lines are clear. So that way you can check that off the box, and that means it's going to be the toilet.
That makes a ton of sense. I'll give that a try. Thanks a bunch.
You're very welcome. Not a problem, Lisa. Excuse me. 3 weeks ago, I was in a hotel room, and I got Legionnaire's disease from it. It's not catchy. It's not anything. I'm feeling really good today, but my voice has not been quite right, so y'all just bear with me. I've got my cough drops and my lip balm. It's really sad, isn't it? Super sad. All right, let's talk to Andy. Andy, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at installing a home generator. What would you recommend?
In what sense? I mean, type of generator, what size? What are you going to ask me?
The one that would handle the whole house in the event the power failure.
I don't know about the whole house. What you're going to have to do is get with an electrician. They're going to have to do a power. They're going to have to figure out how many kilowatts. I have one for my house. It's 16 kW. That's 16 kilowatts. But anyway, it will handle most of the house. But I don't want it to handle the whole house. To handle a whole house, depending on the size of the house, how many air conditioners you have, how many freezers you have, refrigerators, do you have a swimming pool, that kind of stuff, they're going to have to size it for that. So if you want to run the whole house full blast all the time during a power outage, then you're going to have an electrician to do a load calculation on it. That's what I was getting at. Okay. And that would be Right Touch Electrical would be the people you could call for that. And then you can find out how big it needs to be. But I want you to remember this, Andy. If you get really big, it gets super duper expensive. You could go up to $30,000 or $40,000. And from being without power for 7 or 8 days and being able to run an air conditioning system, the lights, the television, in my case, I have to run my pool pump, your freezers and refrigerators, it's an emergency backup. It's not a end all to running your house all the time. So keep that in mind and be specific about what you want to run. I have two air conditioners in my home. If I want to run the upstairs, I turn down off the downstairs, or vice versa. You don't want to overload the generator because it is just nothing but a two-cylinder motor, for that matter, for most of them. And you don't want to blow up your motors. So you're going to want to take care of them and keep them not running full blast all the time. But get with an electrician and get it sized. And then if you want to do a whole house, you got the money, and you want to spend that kind of money, that's fine. Nobody will have – everybody will do it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, because they know.
That answers my question. That gives me something to shoot for.
Yeah, you're probably going to look for running everything you want to be super comfortable and have your neighbors all jealous. It's going to probably be about a 16. It'll be a 14 to a 16 kW for your house. I doubt you'll need to go bigger, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Right Touch Electrical. This is the time of year to think about that generator. I have one. In fact, I have to get mine serviced. It needs an oil change. And I want to check the battery. I had my battery go bad. Batteries, I change every 3 years in them. You've got to do maintenance if you're going to have a generator. Now, it turns on every Sunday around 5 o'clock and runs for about 15 minutes. Or if I'm not sure if it's turning on or not, I'll go out there and manually hit the button and turn it on. But you have the switches and the switchover boxes and stuff. So everything is well, you don't have to do anything but just sit there and let it happen, I guess I might say. You don't have to turn it on, turn it off, do any of that stuff when you lose power. It's all ready to go at a moment's notice. Mine turns on within 6 seconds, and it'll crank, and my house just comes right back to power, all of it. But when you have a generator, it is a motor. Now, if you run it for 15 minutes or an hour, you can run a full blast. But if you're going to be, 3, 4, 5 days, 7 days out of without power, and you want to keep running it because, say, after a hurricane or a major storm, then you want to run it to where it's not running at full blast all the time. And remember, you have a lot of light plugs and lights and ceiling fans. You don't have to have everything on all at the same time. You can go into one room and be really comfortable. Go in another room, be very comfortable. Run one air conditioning system, and believe me, you're going to be the king of the neighborhood. And it's just the way you look at it. It is an emergency backup generator. And if you want one and you want to talk to someone to go through all the stuff we just talked about, there's no one better than Right Touch Electrical. Right Touch Electrical, make the call, talk to them, figure out, you know what, I got two freezers in the garage. I want to run my general lighting is not a big deal, the plugs and the lights for your rooms. But I also want to keep my refrigerator. I've got two freezers full of dead deer meat. Dead deer meat, I like that. In the garage and another freezer full of frozen beer. Why it's frozen, I don't know, but I just like keeping it there because it's cool and I didn't want to throw it away. Whatever you have, you got to remember that. Now, in my case, I had a pool pump. I don't want 7 days, my pool will turn green. I don't want to have to go through redoing the pool. So I want to make sure my pump will run at least 8 hours a day too. So at least six. During an emergency time, I'd probably kick it down to six. But still, you want to be able to filter your water and keep your pool in balance. And that's what Right Touch Electrical can do for you. Now, when it comes to other electrical problems around your home, no problem. They're the best. Right Touch Electrical. For all the people we talk about, our certified home show pros, just go to homeshowradio.com. 713-572-4610. and we will talk today. Let's talk to Charles. I couldn't read it. Charles, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Leaky shower question. Mm-hmm. 4x6 shower, stone floor. I got a little leakage, looks like, on the outside. I did a pan test. That looks good. But when I covered the shower, there's a one-foot bench. Covered the bench with plastic, and that seems to fix it. So I'm thinking I got a leaky bench.
Okay.
I guess my question, what's the fix for that? You got to tear out the tile and resurface it? Or what kind of advice can you give me?
I don't know why it's leaking. And there's no way for me to go and just say, oh, it's leaking right here, because you can't rely on a caulk joint here or there if that's not ever going to fix a shower. I'm assuming the way it's detailed, and yeah, you might have to just take the whole bench out and rebuild it differently so it doesn't leak. I don't know what's behind there. I can't tell you how to do it. I don't know how they ran their pan. The pan should have run up behind the bench, and the bench should have had some pan put on top of it first. I'm not sure how they detailed it.
Okay, it had the cement boards. But you need more than the cement board.
Because you have to have the pan under the boards, and then you have to put the red and green or green goop all over the thing. And there's a special way to detail those seats. They're difficult to detail, and you have to be very precise with them when you put a seat in a shower.
Okay, so it sounds like I got a big job.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't want you just going there with a sledgehammer, but I certainly don't want you to think it's going to be some caulking. That'll
okay.
only be temporary at best. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You never know until you tear into it. Or as the old saying goes, you don't know if it's wet unless you stick your finger in it. And that's just the way it is, okay? RCW Nurseries is a place you go right now to enjoy yourself. I am having a wonderful spring. I have planted 3 apple trees, 2 pear trees. I've got all these pots with all these new plants in them. I have been reworking my entire landscaping in my backyard and front yard. I'm just enjoying it. This year, my fruit trees, I mentioned to Danny earlier when he was going home, that he gave me this tip about getting the white flies off my trees with molasses. It worked. Trees are growing like crazy. Everything is just growing beautifully this year. I've had a lot of rain, I know, but you know they say, April showers bring May flowers, something like that. I don't know, it's a long time ago. Anyway, it's been a lot of fun, and I get it all, and I do it all with RCW Nursery's help. That's where I go. And so I think it's a great nursery for you. We talked to a gentleman earlier, he lives here in Huntwick. He can go there. I've been going there for 30 years. Actually, it's going to be 31 in August. That's when my son was born, and that's when we moved to this part of the city. And I discovered them. I've been, David, who owns it, and Doris and the rest of them, they live down the street from me in Huntwick. It's just a great place. And they have everything. And if you need help, they have the people who can help you. It's worth the drive from anywhere as far as I'm concerned. RCW Nurseries, from fruit trees to shrubs to plants, whatever you want, they do it. And they're full service. Just go by and see them, located at 249 and Beltway 8. Worth the drive from anywhere with RCW Nurseries.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.